I'm talking to Norman Hansen of, it's called Skeptics.
Skeptics in the Pub.
Skeptics in the Pub. Just give me a brief background of how it came about.
Well, as much as I know about it, I was in one, you know, maybe the fourth or fifth meeting.
No,
that's fine. That's fine. No, you're coming.
Are you going to transcribe it?
I can edit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So I was probably along to the fourth or fifth of the initial meetings.
Yeah.
They were held in a pub called the Florence Nightingale near Waterloo. Okay. And they were set up by a chap called Scott Campbell, who was a philosophy lecturer at Nottingham University at that time, I think. And he'd come from Australia, and through various things, a lady called Wendy Grossman had also set up the Skeptic magazine. And so there was kind of a small movement going, but it sort of carried on for a year or two, I think, in the Florence Nightingale, and Scott coming down from Nottingham every month, and was mostly a bit like tonight's talk, you know, aliens got people in, so everybody wanted to talk about aliens and people who believed in alien abduction and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then we moved pub and we changed the sort of convener to a chap called Nick Puller. And there was somebody else who had two temporary periods, and I can't remember his name. His handle on the internet was Croydon Bob.
Okay.
Robert, his last name's gone.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries.
Anyway, that's how it really got started. I was kind of kicking around, and I just arranged the seats and things like that. I was friends with Nick Puller, still am friends with Nick. Mm. Then Nick got married, started to, and had a baby. And then his wife needed to move back to Hungary. So he moved to Hungary and commuted from there. So he couldn't run Skeptics in the Pub. So Sid took over.
What year was that?
Oh, that's 2005, 2006.
Quite a few years before I started.
We're joined by Carmen.
Around about the time you did join, actually.
No, I joined in 2009.
Yes, maybe it was later than that then.
So my name's Carmen de Cruz, and I've been attending Skeptics in the Pub for about 10 years, which is 2009 was my very first talk, and it was Richard Wilson, Don't Get Fooled Again, and he'd written a book about critical thinking, and I'm still friends with Richard now. That's when I started, and Sid was running it then. And me and Sid got on really well, I think because I was an enthusiastic 22-year-old. And that's when I met you. You, at the time, you were doing the sound and
that's
helping
right.
out with all the,
yes.
like, getting things sorted.
Trailing along with bags full of cables and microphones.
Yeah, yeah, and then
because the pub had terrible sound system.
It was
system.
Really awful, yeah. You ended up having to buy your own sound system, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. That was also for Westminster Skeptics as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, okay. And then I joined in 2009, initially just attending the talks. And because I don't have a formal education, so I was attending them as someone who doesn't know anything about this. So I started a blog where I was a legal secretary at the time. So I was a very good typist. So I would take my MP3 dictaphone that I used for work, and I would record the speaker with permission, of course. I'd record the speaker and then type up my notes afterwards, and I'd also take notes during the talk with things like questions and you know, other things. And so I would type up the talks and then give my own commentary on them as an uneducated oik from a council estate in Croydon. And then I also noticed, because my job was very admin focused, I noticed that there were a few things that they were doing that just could be a bit more efficient. So I asked if they'd be happy for me to volunteer. Mm. Just so I could help out, and Sid was absolutely fine with that, so that's cool. And then when he was going through some stuff at home, he asked if I'd take a bigger role in it, and then me and Tessa Kendall ended up running it for the last 8 or 9 years together.
Easily
we've been running it.
So you came to the Skeptics through Conway Hall, or
no? Actually, this is embarrassing. I was in a very, very, very bad relationship at the time, and he was really horrible to me, and he made me feel like I wasn't very clever. And when he dumped me very unceremoniously, I wanted to prove him wrong, so I googled science lessons. I thought if I could study science, then maybe he'd think I was clever again. So I googled science lessons in London, and it came up with a few different links, but one of them was Skeptics in the Pub. And this was kind of before SEO was like a big deal, so I don't think Skeptics in the Pub did any SEO or anything like that.
Nope.
So I found this Twitter group. I found a few friends. Elisa was one of them. Remember Elisa? She was one of them. And so I just contacted them on Twitter and said, I hear you're going to this thing. Can I buy you a drink when I get there? And then that was it, 2009. And I've made my first group of Skeptics friends. And then I met Sid that night. I met Martin Robbins that night, who I'm still friends with now. And James O'Malley and Liz were there in the next few months. I've made some of... And Tessa was there the very first time I ever went there. And Tracy King was there. I think Brian Cox might have been there as well, just as an attendee before he was famous.
Oh, I don't remember him. I remember him being around for when Simon Singh took on the chiropractors or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So I was there for all of that, but it was really is like I just wanted to find a new direction for my life, and then I found Skeptics in the Pub completely randomly, and just because I've got a background in admin, I volunteered to help with some stuff, and now I'm running it with a group of people.
Now, Norman says that he came to Skeptics after the church. You correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it was in the process of reconsidering. Having been an evangelical Christian since my 20s, early 20s, that I was confronted by some fairly unscientific ideas in creationism in my local church, and thought, this isn't the church I subscribe to. So what really is going on? And Skeptics in the Pub was one of the things that I came along to kind of have a look at alternative ideas.
And it wasn't strictly anti-religion either. When I first started, it was quite... I think it became a bit anti-religion for a little while, but it wasn't... So I'm from also a deeply religious Catholic background, and I used to teach at Sunday school, but by the time I actually attended Skeptics, it was like absent of religion. So the emphasis was on science and critical thinking and... And there was a bit of, you know, we all really liked the God delusion, but it wasn't, you know, by Richard Dawkins, but it wasn't the be all and end all. It was, you know, there were some people who...
It wasn't a defining belief or anything like that. But one of the early talks was by John Ronson, and it was on his book called Them.
Oh, yeah, about the
which
terrorists.
Which was all about religions. Well, it's not just terrorists. Mm. It's about certain groups... who believe that there's a sort of a new world order and people are operating, and they have these conspiracy, particularly they had this conspiracy theory about the Bilderberg group. And I was hoping to get more out of him about the other conspiracy theory groups. Creationists have their own conspiracy theories about scientists are all part of a conspiracy theory. I have a wife who's got a PhD in radiation biology, and sort of a mixture of physics and biology.
Yeah.
And she's certainly not in any conspiracy to promote science over religion.
We can stop there.
And Sid has arrived,
so I can
you can get the definitive history from Sid. Right, okay.